Sounds Like Europe. Cross-border podcasting.
We live a hectic life. We all try to do the best we can with our time, which is usually quite limited, to meet our professional and personal goals. And even though these goals, and life in general, keep us busy, it seems as there's always room for more. We usually, for example, feel the need of being well-informed. But accomplishing that task can be a bit tough when, as I just said, your time is limited and your goals and needs keep growing. That's why listening to a format like Daily News Podcast can be helpful. Hello and welcome to Sounds Like Europe, cross-border podcasting, a project brought to you by WePod. I am your host, Javi Caminero, and today I want to analyze the importance of daily news podcasts in Europe. To do so, I am joined by Ana Fuentes, host of Hoy en el País, the biggest daily podcast here in Spain. Hola Ana, ¿qué tal?
Hi Javi.
First of all, Ana, tell me, what's your story and how did you become the host of Hoy en el País?
So, my story first. I have been doing radio for more than 20 years. I've also worked in television and written journalism, and I was a correspondent for almost a decade, Paris, Beijing, New York. So audio has been a way of doing journalism for me for a long time. I have explained all those places where I lived. I have narrated them with sound, with voice. And in 2021, I was editing a show here in Cadena Ser, where we are recording this episode. It belongs to Prisa, the same group as El País, and I was told that they were going to set up a daily project, a daily podcast. It was a way for the newspaper not only to be read, but also to be heard. It was a very powerful project. I thought it was very exciting, a strategic bet. The podcast market was beginning to take shape in Spain. And I got casted, and here I am.
A bit of a fun fact and inside story for everyone listening. This show you were doing here in Cadena Ser, just for everyone to know, I used to work for you.
That's where we met.
I was in charge of the socials of that show. And I can tell you that I saw with my own eyes how this process was starting to shape up, how this daily podcast started, and how you left to do this huge show.
Yeah, it was great working with you, by the way, and I'm so happy that we're working together again.
I'd like you to let the audience know more about this podcast, about Hoy en el País. Tell us how many journalists, for example, working in this podcast.
So we are 14 people at El País Audio, which is producing not only the daily show that I'm hosting, Hoy en el País, but in El País newsroom, there are more than 400 journalists in 20 countries. So it's a very big newsroom for Spanish standards. What we do is a daily narrative podcast. We try to explain the news, what is happening, but also why this is happening and to whom it is happening. So through the journalists who are investigating each topic, who understand each area, economics, politics, culture, sports, we try to get the nuances of every information. We focus on a topic each day from Monday to Friday. On Saturday, we do a different format. We choose the three issues of the week. And on Sunday, we make an in-depth report.
There are always, as you're saying, you cover a big topic every day, but there are many topics that need coverage. So how do you prioritize, how does your team decide which topic you should talk about in each episode?
That's very exciting. It depends. We go every morning to the morning meeting at the newspaper, at El País, also to the afternoon meeting. And from there we get ideas. We also have our own ideas and our own meetings in the radio section. Mm-hmm. In the audio section, we think about perspectives, the ways that we could explain something or explore something. And in the end, as you know, Javi, the work in any newsroom is very organic. You can have an idea just by having a coffee with a colleague and listening to him or her.
And in this approach in different topics, as you said, the El País newsroom here in Spain and in Latin America, for example, a total of more than 400 journalists. And how does this, how does this newspaper, the newsroom and the audio team, how do they relate to each other? How is this process when you have journalists from El País, from the newspaper, coming to you to tell you, here we have this story, I would like you to do a portrait of Netanyahu, for example, in an episode of the podcast. How does this relationship work?
As I said, this is a very organic process. Mm-hmm. You can have people that you talk to in the newsroom just having lunch, and you know what they're working on. So you can make a follow-up on those stories. You can also know that there is an event in 2 weeks that you have to work on, and maybe you have to find an angle for it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know that a colleague of yours needs some help in order to give some texture to an idea. For example, we made an episode, a colleague of mine, Barbara Ayuso, went to report along with another colleague, Manuel Planelles, who focuses on environmental issues. So they went all together to the mountains to see how a disappeared bird was flying again, the bearded vulture at Sierra de Gredos. It was a very important event for people who are following, you know, the environmental perspective of endangered species. But you can tell that just writing a story, but it was amazing to listen to the birds and listen to the people who were taking care of them, and giving them food and putting them to fly and being so thrilled that they could fly again. So audio is so versatile. You can work on it in many, many ways.
And this is the nicest part of this cooperation, to put it some way, that from the same trip that Barbara and her colleague did, you have two pieces. One is for the podcast, and the other one goes to the newspaper, as it would have done any other moment.
Yeah, but sometimes we just work on it audio, you know? Uh-huh. Sometimes you don't need to write anything, because there is original content being created in audio. That's why this is so interesting, because sometimes you can make a compliment, you can make a lateral look, but sometimes you're creating from scratch and just giving audio content to people who are listening to El País, not only reading it.
And telling a compelling story in just a few minutes, especially when you know, like, most of your audience is going to listen to that story at the beginning of their day, is not easy. So what's the key to making that work and to creating these 15, 20-minute stories that everyone wants to listen to?
Well, I guess that you have to forget sometimes the agenda, political agenda, or
not easy.
It's not easy because, as you know, everything goes so fast these days, and sometimes you just feel dizzy and you feel disconnected, and you don't want to read or watch or listen to anything because you're just fed up with information and misinformation and disinformation. So, I guess that people want to understand, listen to something, get some ideas, get some texture. And the proof of that is that some episodes, which have been really successful, are what we call islands of disconnection. So it's topics that were nowhere to be found that day. For example, another colleague of mine, Jimena Marcos, made a sound essay where atheist keep vigil for the dead. When you're not a Christian and mm-hmm. someone dies, where do you go? Where do you mourn those people? So you can write a piece like 400 words on that. But when you hear people and you hear the silence and you hear the mourning and you go to the places, go to a forest where you can mourn your dead and you don't need to pray for them, that's really powerful, I think. And we also have investigations, so journalistic pieces, which are very interesting. Who can afford to be a diplomat in Spain? That's not pegged to any agenda. Mm-hmm. That's not an election. That's not a war that's going on. That has nothing to do with interest rates going up or down or prices or whatever. But it's meaningful for people. And we also give them what is on the agenda, so we're not disconnected from reality and flying around the world, you know? So I guess that you have to keep two paces at the time, the news pace and the disconnection pace. And once you learn how to do that, you give people the choice, they appreciate it.
And on that disconnection pace, I believe as a listener, is where often you find those topics that you didn't know you need to learn about. But once you are listening to that episode, you say, okay,
yeah.
So this is the cost of becoming a diplomat in Spain.
That's the magic, right? I learned a lot by doing this job because sometimes we journalists are the most obsessed with news and people on the street are not like that, you know?
I have some other daily news podcasts that are on right now in Europe. We have Today in Focus by The Guardian. We have Stories by Cecilia Sala in Cora Media, which is our Italian partner in the WePod project. We have L'Heure du Monde by Le Monde in France. Un Tema al Día, which is by El Diario here in Spain as well, just to name a few. 2 years ago, the 2nd of March 2022, you released the first episode of Hoy en el País. With these 2 years of hindsight and all these daily news podcasts in all of Europe, what would you say are the main characteristics of daily news podcasts and what makes them so successful?
Wow, it's been 2 years. I was only thinking of that. What an adventure. I guess that we're all working for standards to go higher and higher, journalistic standards. And that's great because journalism has or is going through a crisis, economic crisis since 2008, as you know. Many newsrooms have been downsized, but audio is like a breath of air for many media outlets. Because people like it and appreciate it and they're not fed up with us yet. So it's like having a possibility and makes me so happy because people are listening and wanting more of us. Podcasts, as I said, are not competing with the radio. I love radio. But the good thing about podcasting is that you can download it. There is a narrative structure. There is lots of creativity that you can put into it. There are lots of different formats. And it's like a great experiment that we're making all together. And we're learning from each other and still in the making.
Your work depends on news, as we are talking about. And that means everything can change at any given moment. So are you used to making these last minute changes? How do you cope up with this?
Well, I was used to it because I come from radio and that's working on deadlines, as you know, and my colleagues too, because we all have been working on different, you know, newsrooms before. Podcasting means that you can make changes, but it requires much more time in production, sound design, and editing. Mm-hmm. That's why we try to focus on this lateral look that I mentioned. It makes more sense because you're not trying to give the last breaking. You're not breaking the news. Mm-hmm. You're telling the news, you're explaining the news, and you're just taking, you breathe in and explain, and then not making people live in anxiety, you know. So we can change some things, and we are working like in the cars, you put the long lights and the short lights, and we are working on current affairs. Mm-hmm. And then also in in-depth reports in the same time. So that's like the good combination. In that way, you can react.
And before we end this episode and the interview, Anna, I would like you to answer for me three questions. These are three questions I'm asking every guest here in Sounds Like Europe.
Okay.
This is the second time the guest is Spanish as me.
Okay.
So let's see not only the answers, but if we agree. Tell me, from your point of view, what's the most important podcast in Spain right now?
Well, that's a tricky question because important, what does it mean? That people love it or... I mean, if you are asking from a popularity point of view, I guess that humor and entertainment podcasts are rolling, right? Yeah. The charts right now in Spain. But, and I like them. Huh? Mm-hmm. I listen to many of them. But information and documentary series, so journalism podcasts, are increasingly gaining traction. And I'm so proud of my colleagues making them, because making my colleagues like you, because you're doing that. And I feel so proud as a journalist, and also as a Spanish journalist, because the market is developing and lots of good ideas are...
Every day.
Yeah, every day. I mean, there is an inflation too. I mean, many, right? So we will see which projects...
Survive.
But I guess this is raising the tide for all boats, you know? This is good for everyone. And the quality is better every day.
And when's your favorite moment to listen to podcasts?
I'm not original, Javi. I listen to podcasts like every, I guess that the like 90% of our listeners, in the morning and before going to sleep, like commuting time, right? This is when everyone has a moment. But during the day, of course, this is my job, so I may listen to some episodes.
There's a trend here with this answer, and this is an answer that I share as well. While cleaning your house.
Yeah.
I usually, the moment when I listen to the most podcast is when I'm cleaning. So.
Or cooking.
Yeah. Or cooking.
Cooking, that's good too. Yeah.
And just to finish, and out of curiosity, what's something that makes you stop everything you are doing and go listen to a new episode that just dropped, for example?
When it's not us who made it, because when I'm listening to someone doing something that I would have loved to do. Like, oh, what the heck? They're good. They're good. They grabbed this moment. They're so good. It might be a sound or a testimony or just the way of diving into a topic. And then that makes me stop and learn and wanting more.
Ana Fuentes, host of Hoy en el País, thank you for your time and for being here in Sounds Like Europe. It's been an honor talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to everyone on the other side, I've been your host, Javi Caminero. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll do it again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Sounds Like Europe, cross-border podcasting, is a WePod podcast funded by the Creative Europe Programme. Hosted and written by Javi Caminero. Sound design by Manu Tomillo. Coordinator, Alexander Damiano Ricci. Executive producer, Anna Ribera.